Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is going to be the final debunking of all of the hurricane misinformation and disinformation that's been floating around the country over the past few days to weeks due to people like Donald Trump and the MAGA cronies around him who have very intentionally tricked American citizens who are going through a natural disaster into thinking that the government doesn't care about them, that FEMA is going to take away their house if they take $750, or that Biden isn't even responding to Governor DeSantis' calls when it's the exact opposite. But Donald Trump held a rally last night in Pennsylvania, and he continued to double down on his lies regarding Hurricane Helene and now Hurricane Milton, which is just hitting today. So I want to go through and show you Governor DeSantis' words from today, the debunked Trump. We also have the words of Asheville, North Carolina Mayor Manheimer. I want to make sure that we are thoroughly debunking this disinformation and that we are promoting Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. We have about 25 days to go and no time to waste, so make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. And I just want to say, I'm going to pivot my content a little bit over the next 25 days. I'm not going to be covering Trump as relentlessly. I don't care about Trump's speeches as much. I don't care about Trump's random press conferences. I care about supporting our Democratic candidates, upholding these Democratic values that we fought so hard for so many years. So you're going to be seeing a lot more Tim Walz, a lot more debunking of MAGA. So just brace yourselves and make sure you still stick around, because it's important we boost up these pro-democracy candidates. Now, that being said, I want to show you this quick clip of Trump so that we can subsequently debunk it.
So she didn't send anything or anyone at all. Days passed. No help as men, women, and children drowned. North Carolina has 8 military bases, great bases. Fort Bragg. Remember Fort Bragg? They changed the name. We won 2 wars. 2 world wars, actually, to be specific, from Fort Bragg, but they changed the name to, I'm not even going to say it, let's just call it Fort Bragg. I think, what do you think?
He can't even hold a coherent thought. I mean, in the course of 43 seconds, Trump rambled through 4 different topics, and all of them were pure evil. Trump is very intentionally lying to people who have lost their homes, lost everything, and he's trying to make them even more heartbroken. Now, enough of him. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the federal response. And do you think he's going to say that Biden hasn't even given him anything or has refused to? No, he says Biden has been very helpful. Just listen.
How do you characterize the federal response at this point, Governor, from your point of view?
I've worked well with the administration. The president's approved our request. We're going to be sending a post-landfall major disaster declaration request. I think that that's going to be approved. We leverage whatever resources are available to us to be able to help our people get through this.
He keeps saying he's been working with the administration, but he refuses to say Biden's name or Harris's name. He does vaguely refer to the president, but he's very intentionally trying to not help the Harris campaign. But at the same time, I mean, just listen to what he said. I've worked well with the administration. They've been in close contact. The president has approved our requests. He is saying that Biden has done everything that he has asked for, even though he's saying it in Ron DeSantis fashion, where he's not really that grateful. Here is a clip of the Asheville, North Carolina Mayor Manheimer, where she says, I met with both the president and the vice president. It's interesting to see how much more honest people are when they're not under the thumb of somebody like Donald Trump. Now, she has no problem praising Biden, praising VP Harris, and yeah.
Any updates from federal officials about the emergency response, and what's your assessment of that response so far?
So, yes, I have met with both the president and the vice president. They have been able to survey the damage that we're experiencing. We have a very well-coordinated and large effort of a federal response underway here on the ground in Asheville and in the county where Asheville is located and our surrounding areas, because, of course, we have rural counties around us that have been devastated as well. So we are seeing a lot of support. I'll just give you one example. FEMA drilled a well for our hospital, our major hospital in the center of the city, a 750-foot well. They did that this last week. That's just an example of the kinds of help we're seeing, but also for individuals who need relief, who have experienced damage to their homes, damage, they're unable to work because of this disaster. So we have FEMA representatives throughout this area that are helping people sign up.
Again, that is the Asheville, North Carolina mayor confirming that the response from the Biden-Harris administration has been strong, and we never doubted that, but Donald Trump has successfully conned a large portion of our country, maybe 30-35%, into thinking that FEMA is not helping, into thinking that Biden doesn't even care or isn't answering calls, and then all of these governors and mayors come out separately and say the exact opposite. And Donald Trump's goal here is to sow distrust in all of these institutions, because if people aren't happy with the status quo, they are more likely to vote in the opposite candidate. So when there is a very bad economy, sometimes the incumbent will lose. Think about George H.W. Bush losing to Clinton, or think about Trump losing to Biden due to the COVID pandemic. People were not happy with the status quo. Honestly, that's part of the reason Biden dropped out. He was slipping in the polls not only due to his age, but a lot of people aren't happy with the economy for certain reasons. And VP Harris doesn't have as much baggage. She's not as associated with the status quo, she's associated with the future, or at least that's the goal. On to this next clip of Trump rambling last night during his rally, saying the wind, he says the wind like five times and then he cusses. I will play more clips of Kamala and Tim Walz, but I think it's important to show his rambling still. And just look on the left, a liquidation sale of Trump Vance merch for 47 cents. This is genuinely just, they're all such grifters, it's insane to me. 47 cent flags, hats, shirts, tumblers, I love freedom, it's just so crazy.
Over some of those beautiful windmills, they're falling down, by the way, they're all over the place. They're all over the place, that gorgeous, beautiful Pennsylvania countryside. They got these big, ugly suckers hanging down, they're rusting and rotting. Half of them weren't spinning, and the ones that were going so slow. They were going, it's not too windy, but you know, they're going like slow. The other ones were just dead, but they're all rusting and disgusting looking. And then, you know, the environmentalists say that it's also, very importantly, the most expensive form of energy there is. You cannot get more expensive. The wind, it sounds so wonderful. The wind is bullshit. I'll tell you, it's horrible. So expensive. It's just too expensive. It doesn't work. All of that to do, you know, 0.1%. I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
I can't even believe the race is close. This man is getting angrier and angrier every single day. And let's just compare this to Tim Walz talking about, remember when the Republicans were the party of freedom? You can't tell me that John McCain would be okay with what's going on today. He said something to that effect. It's amazing.
You remember when Republicans were a party of freedom, real freedom. You can't tell me that John McCain would be okay with a former president calling Vladimir Putin like a buddy every week. That or telling Vladimir Putin, do whatever the hell you want in Ukraine, a democratic ally. That's not the party of McCain nor Reagan, I'll guarantee you that. Yep. And I'll tell you what it's not either. This group with Donald Trump, when they mean freedom, they mean that they should be free to invade your exam room, to invade your school library, to invade your bedroom, and have government be just small enough to be in every damn part of your life that they shouldn't be. Look.
Tim Walz was such a good pick because he's so personable and affable in a way that J.D. Vance just isn't. Even if J.D. Vance was a slick talker during the debate, he can never do something like this, which is just reach across to normal human beings. J.D. Vance trying to be relatable to the MAGA crowd is one of the most pathetic things I have ever seen. We have one more clip of a FEMA administrator talking about the $750 payment, and this one is especially important because you guys are going to be hearing this talking point a lot over the next few days to weeks. The $750 initial payment. MAGA's trying to misrepresent that, just like they misrepresent every other statistic ever.
Chris, well, before we let you go, today and in the days leading up to the storm, FEMA has been getting bipartisan praise from governors, from senators, from congressmen and women representing these hard-hit areas, Western North Carolina and now Florida, for the efforts and the coordination, the support you've provided this, despite some bad faith, malicious efforts by some political leaders to inject conspiracy theories countries in this. I just want to ask you about one, the $750 that you're offering that goes out to some of the victims in those flood areas, particularly in North Carolina, is being portrayed as throwing crumbs and then walking away from those people. Can you explain what that $750 payment really is?
This is a FEMA administrator, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for letting me have this opportunity, because we have a series of financial resources that are available to people that have been impacted. And that initial $750 payment is just that. It's an initial payment to help support immediate needs like replacing medicine, replacing food that they lost in their refrigerator. They needed to buy clothes or other essential supplies, just because we know that they have specific needs in those first few hours. But if they registered and they got that money, that means that we're also working with them to understand the damages to their homes so they can get financial assistance for some of the repairs to their homes, lost items like appliances or vehicles. And then if they need a place to stay, right? If their home was so damaged and we need to put them into one of our hotels through our hotel program, or if they're going to need a longer term place, you know, there's a whole continuum of services that we provide. That's just the initial, you know, payment to help them get some of those critical needs in those first few days. More to come as we work with them to understand each of their individual needs.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredibly, incredibly sad.
For some of
Seeing this Godfather poster on the wall might sound stupid, but like, it reminds me of like my friend who has a very similar poster in his dorm room, and this could have very well been him, just a normal human being getting his life uprooted, all of his hobbies destroyed. It's incredibly, incredibly depressing. I'm sure you guys agree. If you appreciate this video, drop a like, hit the subscribe button, comment a blue heart. Have a great rest of your day, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.